I've listened to amazing podcasts over the years. I've gone to conferences over the years. I've idolized and looked up to so many of these amazing digital marketers and content creators.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
Well, Marketing Smarts listeners, are you using YouTube Shorts, and should you? Does it equal B2B marketing success if you do? Well, today we're going to talk about that and probably a little bit more, to be honest with you, about video and all things business video. But today I'm super excited because we're starting the topic with the title that you read, Leveraging YouTube Shorts for B2B Marketing Success. And of course, Austin Armstrong is going to be with us today. I'm super excited. We talk about what keeps him up at night, how to get started, hurdles along the way. And of course, we get some words of wisdom and some things that you should think about. But hey, Austin Armstrong is a lifelong digital marketer, public speaker, host of the TikTok podcast, Business Talk, CEO of Sociality Pro and Organic SEO and Vertical Video Marketing Agency, and CEO of Syllabi, a brand new marketing tool that helps business owners create a social media content strategy in minutes. Austin has posted over 2,500 videos on TikTok, tripling his own business's revenue and thousands more across his clients' accounts. Austin has leveraged his success on TikTok to gain millions of followers across every social media platform. He loves sharing the strategies that have worked for him to empower you. And today, of course, that is the B2B marketers, the Marketing Smarts listeners. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsor, and then we'll get into the good stuff. Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics, and let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts, and I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say? Well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you? All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, it's your boy, George B. Thomas. We're back with another episode of the Marketing Smarts Show. And you know me, I'm usually excited. I might be exhilarated today, to be honest with you. But we'll just stick with excited, because today we're talking about a topic that I love, video. But more specifically, we're talking about a channel that I love, YouTube. But more specifically, we're actually talking about video on YouTube that can be used for shorts, and why B2B marketers can leverage that for success in the future. And if it's not enough reasons to be excited, I'm also ecstatically excited. Is that even a thing, Marketing Smarts listeners? Because I have Austin Armstrong with me. And now you're listening to the podcast, but let me just set the stage here. Austin has a plaque, a YouTube plaque behind him, and a book or a plaque. I'm not sure. I think it's a book, How to Be TikTok Famous Fast. So let's just talk about micro video. Let's talk about all the things that we as B2B marketers can do. Austin, how the heck are you today?
George, I'm doing great, brother. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I saw this one in my inbox, I was like, absolutely. And I don't say that about all the things that show up in my inbox, trust me. Austin, with this show, one of the things I like to do is I like to start with what can be considered maybe a little bit of an interesting question, but it does give an interesting answer, usually funny, sometimes depressing, sometimes scary, to be honest with you. But Austin, what keeps you up at night when you think about YouTube Shorts, B2B marketers, maybe even just B2B marketers in general? No. Let's stick to YouTube Shorts or YouTube and B2B marketers. What keeps you up at night? Either a nightmare or a dream? I'm not sure. Let us know.
This is such a good question. So I have been deep diving down the AI rabbit hole the last year with all of these tools coming out. I actually launched my own AI SaaS tool a couple months ago. And this absolutely excites me, terrifies me, keeps me up at night. The possibilities are endless. I think it's going to drastically change our life and our society and marketing as we know it. In fact, I'm trying to lead the charge on it. I think AI will come for digital marketing agency owners and drastically change how we create content. My opinion on that is rather than just sit back and wait for it to happen and see what happens, I want to be the person leading the charge. So that's what I built my tool around. But yeah, everything in AI with how fast these tools are moving, it's exhilarating. It keeps me up at night. The possibilities are endless. And I'm just excited and nervous to see where it all goes.
I like endless possibilities. I also like the fact that here in the near future, I'm going to ask you about said AI tool, because now you've got the audience curious. You've got me curious. But here's the thing. I am a big advocate of being careful of the curse of knowledge. And one of the things that I like to do on the show is really level set. And while this might sound like a crazy question, believe me, I get questions from people like, what is B2B? What is CTA, like call to action? What is CRM, customer relationship manager? So I learned, okay, when you're starting out a conversation and you have thousands, hundreds, two people listening in, whatever it is, you've got to set that field. So how would you, Austin, define YouTube Shorts for any B2B marketer who has not started to use them in their marketing mix yet?
The biggest opportunity for fast growth in the history of YouTube. Short form vertical video across the board, and we'll keep it to YouTube, but short form vertical video across the board has been just the fastest growing format of content on every social media platform, not just on YouTube. And I'll paint a picture here for you a little bit, because you mentioned this plaque here. And so I started my YouTube channel about 3.5 years ago, I guess. Maybe it was closer to 4 years. Yeah, I started when I started my business. And so it took me 3 years, fairly consistency, to get to 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. And when I figured out YouTube Shorts, in 3 days, I went from 5,000 to 100,000 subscribers. And this happened so fast that this is a crazy stat for you. I had the 5,000 subscribers, but I did not have the 4,000 hours of watch time. So my channel was not actually monetized. And because the time it takes to approve you for monetization versus the time it takes to actually get this plaque, I got the plaque for 100,000 subscribers before my channel was monetized, which I find mind-blowing. But that's how fast it can actually change your life.
Yeah, anybody who pays attention to the YouTube ecosystem knows that that's like not usually the way that it works. So that's super interesting. And it's interesting too. I want to peel off a little piece here, because you kind of teased it. Even though the title says, you know, leveraging YouTube Shorts for B2B marketing success, I feel like some of the stuff we're going to talk about could be used for Instagram Reels, could be used for TikTok, could maybe just be a micro video conversation, even though we're specifically talking in this conversation about YouTube Shorts. And so I want to keep kind of digging in and diving here. And again, they kind of know what it is: fast growth, micro video. It's going to have a short shelf. It's going to be great on mobile devices, like things like that. But what are some key elements of YouTube Shorts that B2B marketers should be paying attention to? And I really think you can break it down how you want, but my mind goes to, like, you know, are there things in creation? Are there things in publication? Are there things in promotion? Like, what should we know along the way that we're not just wasting time and we're getting this success that you, well, I'm not saying that you got, but at least our version of success that we could get by doing this?
Great question. I'm going to go deep here for you, so bear with me on this long-winded rant. at the beginning, at the core concept of creating good content, regardless of the format, is you need to know exactly who you want to reach. Really clearly define your target buyer, your buyer persona. Know the ins and outs of their emotional needs, wants, desires, the value prop and unique selling proposition that you offer to remedy and reach that individual person. What do they care about? What do they care about most? Really clearly outline that. When you have that in mind, you will have much better clarity on your content making decisions because you can focus on creating content that resonates with exactly who you want to reach. When you have that format down, you will drastically cut through the noise, reach more of who you want to reach, resonate more with them, and they will ultimately buy from your business much more so. Now, structuring every content is really important across the board as well. Remember that it's never about you and always about the person that you are trying to reach. So as blunt as this is going to sound, nobody gives a shit who you are, what your background is. So cut out your intros. We're talking short form content here. You're less than 60 seconds. Don't waste 5 to 10 seconds on telling them who you are and why they should care. They don't care. Sorry. That's not how any of this works. You have to open that video up with a really powerful scroll-stopping hook that is going to emotionally trigger them around the value proposition that your business offers. Hook them in, immediately start to build tension and provide value associated with that opening hook. Take them along the journey. And then have a single call to action at the end of that video. Don't say, you know, smash that subscribe button, share this with 10 friends, hit the like button, comment and tag 47 people. More options that you give people, the less likely that they are to do anything. And so some of the single call to actions that I like to do is share this with yourself so you can take action on it later. That creates intent. It tells them one clear thing to do. That's a weighted metric on the platform. Or, you know, say, follow for more information on this particular topic, again, that they actually care about. So hook, tell the story, provide that value, tell them what to do next. Have that structure in place. Now, as far as content creation and getting into the finesse of titling and optimization and this whole nine yards, I shoot and edit everything on my phone for free. I don't use Premiere Pro anymore. I used to edit on my computer for years. But these tools have become so powerful that you don't need any of these things anymore. And in fact, how I create content is so low key and down to earth and easy. The only equipment that I really have is a $15 ring light from Amazon. I literally hold my phone up on my laptop as the prop. And then, or I'll hold it in my hand as a like selfie mode, and then I'll hold it up to my computer screen to show stuff. That's literally as simple as it gets, but I know who I'm trying to reach. I know how to deliver content, and I know my call to actions again. There's two great free apps that I regularly switch between, InShot and CapCut. Both of these are phenomenal, completely free editing tools. And then I will upload natively onto YouTube that vertical video short. I don't like the shorts editor on YouTube. And I think on my phone anyway, I'm using Android, but in order to use the shorts editor, it has to be under 15 seconds. But if you upload a 60 second video, it'll still be considered a short. So that's why I edit in CapCut, or I'll put it into TikTok first and add any like royalty-free background music there, or add any like subtitle headlines or anything like that as like the cover photo. And then I'll upload that onto YouTube. And another great hack that I learned from 600 failures or lessons learned from YouTube Shorts is to make your titles way more broad. Don't play that SEO game. And what I mean by that is I literally have uploaded 600 shorts that didn't do a whole lot. You know, maybe a couple of them got to the cap of like 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 views total, drove a couple subscribers, great, but didn't really gain any traction. That's a long test to figure out this isn't working. I need to try something new. And so what I was doing up until that point is I was leaning into the SEO game. I was going really long on the titles, trying to find long tail keyword questions or things that people were searching for on YouTube and labeling that as my content. I was also just dumping anything and everything that I was creating. So I started as a TikTok first creator. That's how I really learned and mastered short form content. And so I was just dumping every single TikTok video I was creating over to YouTube Shorts, spraying and praying, and it didn't work. And so it took 600 lessons to have an epiphany to say, I need to be more thoughtful of what content that I'm uploading and change the titles as well. And so that's what I did. And so I, rather than posting everything, I switched to only my most viral videos, which happened to be sharing useful websites. Like these five websites feel illegal to know is a series that really worked well for me. And rather than titling it five useful websites for increasing your productivity on a daily basis, which is very specific, I just titled it top five most useful websites. Super broad. Who's this for? What are the websites? Why are they illegal? They're just websites. It created so much intrigue between the opening hook of that video and the broad title. And after doing this consistently, so for a week straight, I only would upload top five useful websites videos, and it clicked and one hit, and it unlocked all of those other YouTube Shorts videos on my channel that had the same content structure and same titles. It's just fascinating. It unlocked all of these older videos, but it came from YouTube Shorts was the traffic source of all of them. So it sort of unlocked this audience, and YouTube knew who built out that lookalike audience, and they knew who the audience was that was interested in this, and they started sending it out to more. And so what did I do as a good marketer? I doubled down. I went all in, and I've still continued to do that. So I just upload pretty much only useful website videos. The long-term content strategy for that was to build my SaaS business. So it very much has worked for me from an ROI perspective, B2B. But yeah, just to wrap up here, in the last 10 months, I went from 5,000 subscribers to 580,000 subscribers because of these little tweaks in that format. And hopefully people took value from that rant.
Oh, I would say they did. There's so many good nuggets. And I would say Marketing Smarts listeners, that is probably a rewind point. Honestly, there's so much good in there. Of like, one of the things that came to my brain was how Austin actually had to take his marketing hat off to be a great marketer and not be focused on the SEO keywords, and also then had to put it back on and realize, well, crap, I'm, you know, spraying and praying. Maybe that's not the, like, maybe I should start with strategy. So there's this happy mix of like marketing mindset, non-marketing mindset. Again, hit the rewind. There was multiple tools in there that were listed. And I just love that whole story. Now, when we think about, it could be micro video, again, we're talking about YouTube Shorts for B2B marketers and success. But Austin, do you think there's a myth? Like, have you heard something in the ecosystem of marketers where they're like, oh, YouTube Shorts, blah, 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 blah. By the way, I love the show Mythbusters. I could watch it forever. But is there a myth that you want to take time and just bust right here on the Marketing Smarts podcast around YouTube Shorts?
Well, what are some of the negative things that you hear? I mean, I've heard some rumors that, you know, your Shorts content can negatively impact your long form content. I just don't see that to be true. Having a larger audience has drastically increased my bottom line views of my long form content as well. I'm actively creating content. I will say monetization on them is garbage. So I was very excited, as were millions of people around the world, that, oh, YouTube Shorts ad revenue share is coming out. It's going to be comparable to long form revenue sharing. I think this was the biggest disappointment of Shorts. You know, they even put an example out there and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be making tens of thousands of dollars a month from my YouTube Shorts based on the millions of views that I'm getting. Wrong. That was terrible. It's like 3 or 4 cents RPM, revenue per milli, or 3 to 4 cents for every 1,000 views that you get. Doesn't equate to much money. So that was pretty terrible. But the views and reach in and of itself is the key factor here if you're smart at leveraging it. So, you know, with an influx of views and subscribers comes a couple opportunities. Driving business through the description of that video in the comment section, having a strong call to action that links to a trackable link with something that you're able to sell or capture leads, however you want to use this as a lead generation tool for your business. The other thing is the community tab. Once you bring in all of these subscribers, guess what they're going to see? Your community posts. So leverage that community post even more. I actually did an experiment over the last 28 days on the community post, community tab, posting 2 to 3 times a day, every single day, value posts, some lead generation links, all kinds of useful additional value to the same content that I was creating. And over the last 28 days, the impressions are 830 something thousand impressions just from the community tab. And it actually drove like 200 subscribers. So your community tab can actually drive subscribers on your account as well. This is a strategy that's not really talked about that much, but it all ties into one another. Like, use your shorts growth opportunity to drive views to your long form content. Use the description and the comments on those shorts to drive link clicks to your lead magnets or to your offers or your calendar or whatever, or phone number, you know, the whole nine yards, and use that community tab as well. Let me ask you, what are some of the negative rumors that you've heard about shorts?
I think you hit it. That's the thing. It's funny because when you started to talk about revenue, I was like, yeah, everybody that has talked about shorts revenue is pretty much just like, It's not there. It's just not there at all. And what's funny, as you were talking, I started to think about the fact, don't sleep on that community tab, because it referenced back in my brain when we did an interview with Nick Niman, which, by the way, Marketing Smarts listeners, if you haven't checked out the interview that we did with Nick Niman, search that up on the site, and definitely, or your favorite podcast app, definitely check that out, because there's some other nuggets. Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday, where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
Now, it's funny, Austin, I wanted to ask you, like, do you have any tips, tricks, things like that? What's funny is you were just dropping them. You were just dropping gold along the way in that last section. But I'm still going to ask you, but I'm going to pivot a little bit, because earlier I said I would get back to this point. And the point was, you mentioned an AI tool. So I'm actually going to still ask if there's any tips, tricks, and then I'll use the word or templates that B2B marketers can use when creating and leveraging YouTube shorts for their B2B marketing success. And also, this is a great opportunity to maybe explain the AI tool and how in the world that works and how that helps marketers actually do something that right now might feel a little bit difficult and daunting.
Yeah, absolutely. So my tool is syllabi.io with Wise. We built it as a tool to help business owners and entrepreneurs streamline their video marketing creation process. And so I've been in social media for 18 years. I've been an agency owner for 4 years. I've worked at agencies for the last 8 years. And a lot of the problems that business owners, entrepreneurs face is they know they need to create content. Even more specifically, they know they need to create video content, but they don't know what topics or what questions their customers are searching for. They don't know what to say in the videos. They need help staying consistent and accountable, because consistency is the most important thing. They don't like being on camera, and they probably don't, you know, a lot of businesses just don't have the budget to hire a full service agency or maybe they're not even at the point where they can hire an internal staff or marketing team to handle all of that. And so we took all of those pain points and built Syllabi into a streamlined process. So what Syllabi does is it shows you the top questions your customers are searching for online with a lot of data backed up behind that. And then it generates viral video scripts for you for short form content for YouTube Shorts, for TikTok, Instagram Reels, etc., or long form YouTube content as well around specifically the questions your customers are searching for. And we actually dropped just this week AI video creation. So it'll create a video with a human realistic avatar that looks and sounds like a real person taking that script, reading that script, so you don't even need to be on camera anymore. And we have the content calendar and consistency tracker, so you can actually stay consistent with all of it. And so that's, you know, circling back to the very beginning of this, AI is coming for everything that I do at a business. And I know that because I'm building the tool to replace my agency. But, you know, there's so many hacks with AI that can level up your productivity towards creating better and more frequent and consistent short form vertical video content.
I love this so much. And by the way, Marketing Smarts listeners, if you're wondering, it's SYLLABY.io. We'll try to put a link in the show note, but you definitely want to check that out. I actually pulled it up in a browser tab as you're talking, Austin, and I'm like, well, I know what the rest of my afternoon just looks like, so we'll have to check that out and see what's up. And what's funny is I actually think maybe it was last night or the night before, I heard this website mentioned by somebody online. Heck, it might have been you, brother, to be honest with you. It was these three websites paired together will change your life through AI. And this was literally one where they talked about the scripting. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know this guy. He's famous. So, but here's the thing, not about us. It's about them, right? So let's get back to the actual show. And you're building a tool. You're building a tool because you understand there's been some historical hurdles. Again, you mentioned kind of like being on camera, stuff like that, which I don't get that, folks, by the way. God gave you that face. Just get in front of the camera and be you. But anyway, nevertheless, it is what it is. We all have our own thing. But I love seeing your face whenever I get a chance to see your face in real life. So just show it on camera more. But there's other hurdles, right? There's things that just make it fundamentally difficult. And you mentioned the word consistency, which, by the way, is a key thing when it's any type of content creation. But what are hurdles that you've seen B2B marketers face when trying to get started or use YouTube Shorts inside of an organization, and they're shouting the praises of, hey, we could have some marketing growth here. We could get some awareness. Like, what usually is the stumbling blocks?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and it depends on the industry that you're in as well. So if you're in a heavily regulated industry, it's sometimes hard to pass some of these marketing decisions, right? You have to pass everything through your legal department, or you have to get everything approved by HR or your executive team or anything like that. And you have to get leadership on board as well. Like if you're, I've been in that marketing role at companies where you have these brilliant ideas and you're listening to podcasts like this and you're reading books, you're watching videos, you're going to conferences and you're like, this is going to work. I know this is going to work. I love this. And then your boss is like, I don't know, paid ads though. So it really depends on your industry. Those are a lot of the hurdles that I see. And even on the smaller business side, things that I had mentioned, like if you're a solopreneur, if you're a startup business and it's really just you know, one other person, there's a time commitment there that can be a struggle. You know, it's a hard thing to commit to creating consistent content, and consistency looks different to everybody. I'm really an advocate for daily content because it's just getting so saturated and you have to show up and stay top of mind constantly, constantly, constantly. You're going to get better results if you just continue to provide incredible free value every single day, no matter where your target audience is at in their journey, because when they're going to be ready, you're going to be the first person that they think of. So you have to get in the mindset of there's going to be growing pains at first. It's going to be a little frustrating. It's going to be time consuming. But like all things that we do consistently, once you build that habit, it gets easier and easier and easier. And it gets more rewarding over time as well.
So good. So good. I love the idea of building that content muscle and then just being able to be a beast on a daily basis. So I want to ask you about success, but I'm going to give you a caveat, right? Because first of all, we heard your story, which, by the way, I would say that's success. You can see these things, you can tie back to it. But my fear is that some of the Marketing Smarts listeners may have heard some of those numbers and been like, that's not me. That's probably not what we're going to do. We manufacture these purple widgets that are not sexy at all. Like, but I still want to try this. I think still think it will work, which, by the way, you could be the next Flowbee and whatever. Anyway, I digress, right? It doesn't matter if you think it's sexy or not. But what does success look like to kind of mere mortal humans who are going to try to leverage what we've talked about today?
I'm a mere mortal human. We all are mere mortal humans. You know, success is defined differently for each person. I had clear success goals in my mind. You know, I've been a student of social media marketing since MySpace, since the beginning. I said I'd been doing this for 18 years. I started back when I was 14 years old, and I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, I've listened to amazing podcasts over the years. I've gone to conferences over the years. I've idolized and looked up to so many of these amazing digital marketers and content creators. And now, over the last couple of years, I've had the privilege of becoming friends with a lot of these people that I've looked up to, sharing the stage with them, hanging out with them outside of just, you know, conversations, and being on podcasts with them and doing video collaborations with them and being able to just shoot them a text message. Aside from monetary success, for me at least, because I digress here for a second, I think there's a little bit of ego there, of course, and I think there's a little healthy ego I think is okay in business, but that's success to me, that I become a peer and I've become recognized to the people that I've looked up to for so long. And that was really important to me, and it took a long time to get to this point. And even if I didn't make any money, I think that would still be a success metric to me. We can go into the money. I'm pretty open book. I'm happy to share monetary results, but you have to define what success looks like for you. Set those goals, set those big ambitious goals, and do whatever it takes to work consistently towards that, no matter how much time that it takes. And I'm a firm believer, if you just never give up, you learn from those failures, you learn from those lessons, you can do anything.
I love so much about that. Here's the deal. Like, we've mentioned consistency. This last segment where you're talking, I just kept hearing, you know, pounding in my brain, patience. But consistency and patience tied to that, I actually have these goals. I know where I want to get to. I've broken those goals down to, you know, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. And maybe you blast them out and you do way better than you thought. But I like, too, that, Austin, you started with, like, listen, George, we're all mere mortal humans. You can, too. You can achieve this. And so, to me, that was another thing that I hope people rewind and listen, is that you can unlock your own mindset, your own belief structure, that you, too, can do these things if you're leveraging success focused on goals with patience and consistency. That's super dope. So, Austin, one of the things I like to do to end the show is actually like to get some words of wisdom. Because trust me, if you're building, you know, an AI tool, a SaaS tool, if you've got a plaque sitting behind you, if you started on a TikTok journey, well, brother, you've been on a journey and you've learned some stuff. So you're now talking to B2B marketers. What are some words of wisdom that you would want to give to them as we send them back to their regularly scheduled day?
I'm going to assign y'all some homework so that you can begin to take some action steps along the way. So I want you to, if you don't have a buyer persona sheet outlined, go on Google, type in buyer persona cheat sheet. You'll find one, print it out, download it, whatever you need to do, and fill that out. So you have that really clear outline of who you want to reach. Then outline a content strategy around what we typically do is we'll outline four core categories of content that are meant for that buyer persona. And these are frequently asked questions that you get, perhaps SEO keyword questions that they are searching for online, the value proposition of the services that you have, and maybe the most emotional pain points that your clients have. Maybe a fifth category, do a little bit of competitor research and outline all of your competitors' top performing videos that you can recreate in your own unique way. And below each one of those categories, outline 5 to 10 ideas that you can create content on with that structure. Again, opening hook, provide value, single call to action. Do this practice. You will have a month or two worth of content ideas. Start to create daily content. Do one video every single day. Just commit to it. Say, this is now a thing that I do. If you are ready to change your life and be successful, do this. Do a video every single day. You're going to repurpose that short form vertical video on YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Instagram Reels, and Facebook Reels. Do it for 30 days straight, and you're going to generate leads for your B2B business.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, but we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Frank Belzer about building a partner community for B2B marketing and sales success, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.